Athletics, and we're joined in studio by Danny McDade. Danny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
And by his son, Dara, on the phone. Dara, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
We'll begin with Danny because I suppose the Danny McDade track is where the action's taking place. Danny, a double Olympian, as we all know, Munich and Montreal. And Danny, I suppose you were maybe one of the men behind the idea of getting this big international meet to Letterkenny, or here in Letterkenny, and organising. Hard to believe it's the fifth year of it.
Yes, yeah. When Brent McDade and myself come together in 2013 to organise the official opening of the track, we thought probably be a once off, and we had the idea of breaking the 4 minutes for the mile, and it went from there. So we built it up to what it is today, and this is the fifth, and we hopefully it will stay going.
Yeah, it's been a very high quality track event. Couple of hours, sees it all through.
Yeah, it's ambitious. I suppose we started planning about 6 months ago for this one, and it's for Donegal or Letterkenny. It's 2 hours Olympic sort of, you know.
Yeah.
And we have to cut across according to measure. There's the budget is limited, and there's you're limited to the amount of events that you can put on, and you're limited to the amount of international athletes that you can bring. It's not that we can't get the athletes. It's just that we don't always have the money. We don't pay athletes. We give them, we subsidise their fares, etc. So that's what we're working on. So we're on a low budget, and we have just make the most of it, you know. But thankfully, we put fields together that should be entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll speak to Dara about that in a moment. But I suppose you also have to decide when is the most appropriate time to have athletes in this part of the world so that they can come to Letterkenny.
Well, that takes a bit of planning as well, with Diamond Leagues and now the World Championship this year, and and then of course on the local scene, we just have to fit it in with, our own national championships, international meets in Ireland, where you have Cork City Sports, you have the Martin, and you have Belfast, and we would be the next, we would be sort of fourth. These are long established events, and if we can tie in with them, but basically, we're more or less standing on our own two feet at the moment. We're attracting the athletes, and the agents are willing to send us athletes, and we're building up year on year, so that's good.
Yeah, we're obviously going to take a period of time to get the word out there that yes, it's worth coming to Letterkenny. You have good events, it's well run, and the hospitality of the Donegal people is well known.
Second to none, and that's important. But the important thing is that our people are looking for high quality races, which we are providing. Like we have broken the 4 minutes twice by three or four people, and steeplechase where we had the
three ladies qualifying for the Olympics.
Yep. And to hear this beamed across the world television to say these girls got their qualification in Letterkenny. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people are asking, where's Letterkenny?
Exactly. Never mind.
It's just that it's built up year and year, and the athletes want to come and they want to come back. Like I say, budget is we're always strapped for cash, and Athletics Ireland haven't come behind us, and Donegal County Council and local businesses. Without them, we just couldn't put it on.
You're going to get good international competition at the Danny McDade track for your 2 hours, and I see you've decided to start to charge. You're going to charge €5 this year.
Yeah, it's a minimum charge. If we get 1,000 people in, it would be €5,000 to us, and we could do a lot with €5,000. We have the expertise.
Yes.
We could do a little bit more. But then again, sure, every when you hear Van Harps and them all, they're all, we're all we're all at the same pot.
Yes, that's a part of the problem. You know,
but what's most important to us is in Letterkenny and Donegal is we're promoting athletics, you know, where over the years, and, you know, now we have the Mark Engleses and the, you know, Arlene Crossan, who's competing, and, you know, people like this, you know, it's high profile, you know, and, you know, we have the expertise, of course, you know, with the officials in Donegal, like Brendan McDade there, Herbie, was competition secretary and with Athletics Ireland for a few years, and he knows what he's about, you know. Yeah. And then, you know, Neil Martin, Eamon Harvey, you know, people like that. And, like, we also have the Donegal officials that we can call on, like, so Paddy Marley, Sean Cronin, that are, you know, high big up in organising athletics in Ireland and indeed abroad.
Indeed abroad, that's right, yeah. John Cronin was the EA for the that international meet last weekend. Okay, we'll turn to Dara. Dara, you're the man, I suppose, that has the big responsibility of getting the big names to Letterkenny. How have you done this year?
Yeah, Miles, I suppose it's there's a little bit of pressure involved there when you're trying to put on a meet of this size as well and that, you know, but I think the key to the success of this meeting has been it building year on year. And, you know, you mentioned there about the fifth year running it. When we first staged it in 2013, you know, and we made contact with kind of athletes from around the world and agents and that, you know, when you didn't have the meeting established, they didn't know where Letterkenny was. They weren't too sure about coming to it, how their athletes would get on and that, you know. But I think year on year, it's built and built and built. And every year we seem to, we're just adding in one or two extra quality events. And the word is getting around, you know, like we would have athletes coming at the minute there from over 20 countries, from all over the world, you know, as far away as Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Panama, Sierra Leone, and then closer to home in Europe, right across Europe, there's athletes coming from a range of different countries, you know. So I think year on year, the athletes have been coming in bigger numbers, and indeed this year, they seem to have been coming in higher quality. And this year too, we had the added bonus of the World Championships taking place in London in 4 or 5 weeks' time. So it's kind of there's an ideal opportunity now for athletes to get qualification standards for those World Championships. And we're putting on a few events on the night that will hopefully come close to and if not achieving those standards for the athletes. Our main event there, as always, is the men's mile. The meeting record is held by Juan Luis Barrios, who ran 3 minutes 59 seconds in 2014. So far confirmed, we have 10 sub-4 minute milers. So we have 10 athletes who've actually run a sub-4 minute mile before. The fastest of them there at the minute is Robert Dominic from the USA. He actually ran 3:54 only a few weeks ago. So he's coming in terrific form from America. There's 4 or 5 other Americans as well. Sam Prickell, Blake Haney, Chad Noel, who's actually, his agent is actually Ray Flynn. And to put a little bit of things in context to that, Ray Flynn is the Irish record holder in the mile. He actually ran 3:49 35 years ago. And Ray's going to be joining us on the night, on Friday night, and it's actually going to be 35 years to the exact day that he ran that mile record in Oslo. And, you know, it's great to see Ray coming back and supporting the event. He's bringing over 10 or 15 of his American athletes to the meeting on Friday night. There's, you know, so that's a nice little link we have with Ray, you know, and he's acknowledged the importance of promoting athletics in Donegal and in Ireland as such, you know, and like he's dealing with athletes at the very top of their game at Olympic level, you know. So for him, as a high-level agent, to send athletes to our meeting, it's a great bonus for us, and you know, nice to see that link with the Irish history of mailing that's there.
Well, of course, and Ray Flynn, of course, was part of an Irish team that ran a 4 by a mile record as well, world record.
That's right, yeah, himself and Eamon Coughlin and might have been Marcus O'Sullivan and the other name is escaped me at
Frank
the minute.
Frank O'Mara, the right man, yeah.
Yeah, they still hold that 4 by 1 mile world record. from back in the 1980s, I think, you know. So, look, it's a mile is always a special event, because I think people always, you know, when you talk about running, you ask people, you know, when you run, a lot of people run marathons and run 10Ks, and, you know, in the mile, the sub-4-minute mile is very iconic in terms of the barrier that Roger Bannister first broke back in 1956, you know, so...
Or maybe even 54.
54, I'm going out of time there, and even 56 is jumping into my head, probably because our own Ronnie Delaney,
that's right,
who won the Olympic title in 1956, you know. So Ireland has had a great tradition in miling over the years, and it's nice to see that link staying strong. The Morton Mile have their event 3 or 4 days after us, and then Cork City Sports have a mile race on 10 days after us as well. So a lot of the athletes who will be coming will be racing with us. They'll be racing actually on Belfast on the Wednesday night and Letterkenny on the Friday night. Then they go to Dublin for the Morton Games on the Wednesday, and then they go to Cork the following Saturday for the Cork City Sports, you know. So there's a nice little kind of series of events and international meetings taking place in the month of July, and, you know, we're just delighted to be part of that little system of races.
And in relation to the 3,000 metre steeplechase, you had that for the ladies. Three of them qualified, three Irish athletes qualified for the Olympics in Rio. You're putting one on for the men as well, and probably trying to break an Irish record set by Brendan Quinn.
That's right. We initially had the women's steeplechase 2 years ago, and that event was very successful. And so this year we've decided we put on a men's steeplechase, and you know we've been kind of overwhelmed with the reaction to that, with athletes coming to chase the world qualification time of 8:32. We have two or three English lads, Luke Gunn, Will Gray, and Dougie Moosen, who are coming. We have a South African, Ransom Mokopani. We have Brian Schrader, one of Ray Flynn's athletes. All of those athletes have all got personal bests, ranging from 8:28 up to 8:32, 8:33. And we have a pacemaker put into that race as well. So we're hoping that those athletes will be having a go at 8:32. And 8:32 is also, as you say, they're the record that Brendan Quinn, the fastest men's steeplechase race ever recorded in Ireland at 8:32. And that was set back back in the 80s as well. So that's another record we're hoping that we'll be able to put on the resume at the Letterkenny International meeting, so that the men's event is showing up to be a great event. And there's actually a local element into that race as well there. There's a Derry Track Club athlete, Adam Kirk-Smith, who has ran 8:37 this year. He's qualified for the Commonwealth Games already. And he's coming back to have a go at that as well, the 8:32 standard. Malcolm McCausland there, who's a big supporter of our meeting as well. Malcolm's in contact with Adam. He's based in the UK, but he runs for Derry Track Club. So that, you know, that's an interesting kind of local link there in that men's steeplechase event as well.
And let's look at the shorter events, the ones maybe that'll be over in a flash, as it were.
That's right. Yeah. I suppose you know, we've a big range of program there. We've a men's 100 meters and 200 meters, and we have a women's 200 meters. At the minute, there in the men's 100 meters, we have athletes from England, Ghana, South Africa, Australia. You know, and these guys are going to be running. Let's just say they're going to be running very, very fast, you know. There's a lot of talk made in many different sports about, you know, athletes having a lot of speed. Like, we have athletes coming there now in that event. Aidan Sires will be the fastest man in the field at the minute with 10.32 personal best, you know. And we have basically about 8 athletes who have run 10 seconds, sub-11 seconds there this year already. So that 100 metres race in the men's is going to be extremely fast. And then on the women's side of things, the 200 metre women, it looks like we're going to have a good field as well. We have Audra Segre, who's an English athlete, and she has a personal best of just under 24 seconds for 200 metres. And then we have a couple of top class Irish girls who'll be taking part as well, and they'll be hoping to run fast, a lot of those in around 23, 24 seconds on the shorter side of things. And probably one of the events that might just take off as one of the events of the meeting is the women's 400 hurdles, which is going to be a good international event, because we have athletes chasing the world championship standard in that event as well, of 56 seconds. So a lot of people might think it's good enough standard running to run 56 seconds for 400 metres, but if you put in a few barriers and hurdles involved in that as well, you know, it's an extremely fast time. So we have three girls coming from England who are looking for the Commonwealth Games standard as well, including, and also added into that too, we have Christine McMahon from Ballymena and Antrim, who's been running 56, 57 seconds. This year she's coming to try and go for that standard, and it'll be interesting as well. We have a very, very strong local element in this race. We have Arlene Crossan and we have Kate McGowan, and they both actually yesterday won national titles. Arlene won the national junior title and Kate won the national under 23 title in Tullamore. So those two are going to be putting themselves up against some of the, you know, the fastest athletes in Europe there. So to be able to get that competition, you know, in your own backyard is a great opportunity for those two athletes. You know, they're up and coming rising stars of Donegal Athletics, you know. So we're delighted to be able to put on the event that they can compete very strongly in.
And a few very good, I suppose, field event people from Donegal, and you have the opportunity for them to compete in the shot put men and women, and indeed in the javelin for men.
That's right, yeah. The field events in Ireland are really starting to come strong in the last few years. We've been starting to compete internationally very, very well, and indeed Donegal athletes in particular, and Strabane, Lifford athletes have been to the fore as such with the shot put and javelin. We have the British champion in men's shot put. We have the British champion in the men's javelin, and we have the British champion in the women's shot put, all coming to compete in the field events. And in the men's shot put, we have local man there, John Kelly, who's going to be taking part in the shot put, coming up against the Irish champion as well, Sean Brannock. So another opportunity for the St Johnston man there, John Kelly, to get world-class opposition. I know he's just recently qualified for the European Under-23 Championships as well. So it's a great opportunity for him to compete in Donegal against world-class opposition in that as well. Like, these lads are thrown 18, 19 metres in the shot put, which is a colossal distance to throw the implement of 7.2 kg. You know, so it's really world class throwing that's going to be taking place at the track. Equally in the women's shot put event, Rachel Walder's throwing 17 meters. She's just retained her British title there just today in England. You know, so she's coming over to try and see if she can get a qualification mark for the World Championships in the women's shot put as well. You know, so like there's just going to be non-stop action. It's kicking off there at 7 o'clock, and you know it brings you right up to 8:45 for the men's mile, with so many events in between. You know, it's a great opportunity for people to come out and see, you know, what athletes are like when they're competing at the highest level. You know, there's several of those athletes that we mentioned there already have competed in the Olympic Games in Rio last year. And they'll be heading on to the World Championships in London in a couple of weeks' time, you know. So to get up close and personal, and I think that's one of the advantages of our meeting, is that we're able to get the crowd right up close to the athletes, and, you know, young kids get to come up and get autographs, get selfies, get pictures taken with the athletes, and, you know, it really gives them a positive image of athletics as a sport.
It sure does, Dara. Great field assembled there. We'll leave the last word to Danny. Danny, what do you want the public here in the Northwest to do on next Friday at 7 o'clock?
Well, we put this on for the people of Letterkenny and Donegal, and you know, especially the people, the public of Letterkenny, we'd like them to come out and support us and support the businesses that have stayed behind us, and you know, and also the athletics fraternity in County Donegal. If we had all them in spectating, it would make our meet without depending on anybody else to come along. But, you know, we're putting it on for the people of the North West, and it'd be sad to think, you know, that in a few years' time that the international track event in Letterkenny would be only a memory.
Well, then we wouldn't want that to happen. So get along, 7 o'clock, Danny McDade Track, Aura Leisure Centre, this Friday, the 7th of July. Admission, €5, under 16 free. So look, all those young ones that are competing out there, all those that do road races and so on, just get along, a couple of hours this Friday, and I'm sure Letterkenny Athletic Club and their international meet would be delighted. So, Danny McDade, thank you very much indeed, and Dara McDade, thank you very much, and the best of luck with your event on Friday.